Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, and we are so glad that you are with us today. A couple of announcements. I know that several other people have announcements. Today is the Norwegian church service at 2 o'clock. At the Norwegian church, and I will be preaching. And if you go, you will hear a totally different sermon. So I have written two sermons for today, which is not an easy feat. looking forward to. Seeing each other there, it'll be a wonderful ecumenical service. Reunion Sunday is coming up, and I'm sure that Penny will say more about that. And Instant Church Directory, we're still looking for people to submit their photos. People's information is kind of in there already, but photos is a really important thing, because we're not going to be using like the traditional directory anymore. We can print it out for you if you'd like it printed out, but everything will be on the computer, and so online or whatever devices you use, and so I'm sure Penny will say more about that. And other folks have announcements, and I'll shut up.
Do you need me to say something? You guys, you did a really good job.
Okay, well then, if you don't have other announcements, I'll just say that Reunion Sunday is coming up on September 8th, so 2 weeks from now. If you would like to bring a dish to pass, there is a sign up on the butcher block. Sign up for food! Yes. Who else has announcements?
I do.
Yeah, Rita does.
Okay.
I don't think you're on yet.
Okay, can you hear me?
Nope.
Well, the green is on.
I think you have to go to the lectern.
Spaceship coming?
I think you have to go to the lectern, Rita.
Huh? It's on.
I think you have to go to the lectern. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. As you know, the third quarter is St. Drexel's Shelter in Fond du Lac, and we had our missions meeting the other day, and we're having... we'll be serving them supper on September 29th, and we're planning on having hot dogs and hamburgers and brats, sweet corn, beans, and potato salad and cookies. So I talked to them the other day, and they currently have about between 70 and 75 people there now, but that varies from month to month. So if you want to give anything, there's in the back there the envelopes for it, and or on the, we'll be putting a sign-up sheet also for volunteers, because for serving, but also just talking to the people that's in there. They're very, I asked them if it was okay to visit with them, and they said yes, that would be great, because then they realize that people do see them and that their lives do matter. Mm. So anything that you can do to help out, that would be greatly appreciated, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Rita. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Since I didn't go yet, I decided I should come up here and talk to you guys. We do need some volunteers for setup and takedown for Reunion Sunday. So if anyone would like to volunteer, that would be fantastic. I don't know if you guys saw, but the Broad Fry did very, very well again this year. So that will go to Deanna and Property, I believe, for the front door issue.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping. And we still need a moderator-elect. We need a clerk. And we need a nominating committee. So please help me out. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Moderator. Any other announcements for the good of the order? Seeing none, now let us share the peace of Christ with one another.
There they are. Now, those of you in the back, you're making me feel lonely up here. If you could just move up one or two rows, I'd feel a lot better. And the folks on Zoom would feel like, oh, there are people in the church today. Nobody's going to move. It's Wisconsin. They're all chickens. Would you join me in the call to worship? Creator God, you speak to us the words of eternal life.
Loving Christ, you are the bread of life.
And yet, God, your word disturbs us. And yet here we are. Speak to us then and change our hearts.
Come, Holy Spirit, and transform us by your grace.
Hallelujah. Join me in the opening prayer, please. Lord Jesus Christ, by your word and spirit, you give life to the world. Teach us to follow you through every trial and trouble, that we may believe in you and praise your name forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our first hymn is number 148. Come thou almighty King.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Becky is at Daychola Center today. She is she is participating in a faith formation leaders retreat with several other Christian education coordinators in the conference, and learning some learning some things, gathering new resources for her ministry, networking with other folks. She was really excited, and I thought you'd like to know that she is there today. And I think we're all very excited to see what she gains from all this. So I have children's time today, but we're all children of God, so it doesn't matter. So today we are going to be talking about a guy called Joshua. Joshua is a prophet, and he helped the Israelites get out of slavery. And slavery was terrible then, is terrible now. And before Joshua leaves the Israelites to fend for themselves, they've gotten to the promised land at this point. Joshua leaves the Israelites to fend for themselves, he says, you know, you've got to remember who you will serve. Do you believe in God or do you believe in somebody else? And the Israelites remember how God has been with them. And you know, as I think about it, there are all sorts of ways, like, raise your hand if you've ever had a hard time in life and you've ever had to pray to God to help you through that time. Yep, pretty much every hand goes up. Yeah, all sorts of us have hard times. And like the Israelites were treated so terribly in Egypt, and so Joshua helps them out, and they remember that God is with them. And so if we can remember that God is with us, God will help us get through every difficult time that we have in our lives. God doesn't necessarily make the difficult times go away, but God will at least help us through it. So that's what we can be thankful for. So let's pray. If I say a short phrase, will you say it back to me? Dear God, thank you for being with us in all things, when we're happy, when we're sad, when we're scared. Help us share your love wherever we go. Amen.
Pardon my voice today. I ran out of allergy pills. Our Old Testament reading comes from the book of Joshua. Joshua is leading the people of Israel out of slavery and gives them an ultimatum. Today's reading is from chapter 24, verses 1 through 2a and 14 through 18. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders of Israel, its leaders, judges, and officers. They presented themselves before God. Then Joshua said to the entire people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates. They served other gods. So now, revere the Lord. Serve the Lord honestly and faithfully. Put aside the gods that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Choose the gods whom your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But my family and I serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Pardon me. God forbid that we ever leave the Lord to serve other gods. The Lord is our God. The Lord is the one who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. He has done these mighty signs in our sight. He has protected us the whole way we've gone, and in all the nations through whom we've passed. The Lord has driven out all the nations before us, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord, because the Lord is our God. This ends the Old Testament reading. New Testament reading comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Pardon me. Today's reading is from chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. You said you'd give me a short one. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and God's powerful strength. Put on God's armor so that you can make a stand against the tricks of the devil. We aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of cosmic darkness, and spiritual powers of evil in the heavens. Therefore, pick up the full armor of God, so that you can stand your ground on the evil day, and after you have done everything possible to still stand. So stand with the belt of truth around your waist, justice as your breastplate, and put shoes on your feet, so that you are ready to spread the good news of peace. Above all, carry the shield of faith, so that you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Offer prayers and petition to the Spirit all the time. Stay alert by hanging in there and praying for all believers. As for me, pray that when I open my mouth, I'll get a message that confidently makes this secret plan of the gospel known. I'm an ambassador in chains for the sake of the gospel. Pray so that the Lord will give me the confidence to say what I have to say. Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Laura. And for the record, I told you, I don't think I told you I'd give you a short one. I told you I'd give you one without a whole lot of...
An easy one.
I gave you two easy ones, I think. Thank you, Laura. Two easy long ones, she says. Yep, I would say that is accurate. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate you. Our media song for today comes from Mumford & Sons and Pharrell Williams. This is Good People.
And I'm done being tired, so right now I'm inspired. I was once underwater and now I'm on fire. And I feel it in the air and Mother Earth ain't steady. Feel so alive even though times are dead. And in my soul, something is stirring now. And I'm not worried. And in my soul, something is stirring now, and I'm not worried. You better get ready to see now. Good people been down so long, and now it's like the sun is rising. Good people been down.
My friends, will you join me in prayer? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So by and large, Neenah, Wisconsin was a good place for me to grow up. By the most recent population estimates, Neenah's population is about 2.5 times the size of Waupun, but to me, it still had a small town feel. Lots of people knew each other, we had good schools, we had good churches, and we were family-oriented. That also meant that we as a society were not particularly outspoken on social issues. We supported things quietly. We would share our beliefs with people if we could sense that they believed the same things we did, but we would never be accused of being outspoken about what we believed. We wanted to be congenial. We wanted to get along with everybody. That didn't often leave room to have an unpopular or diverging opinion or to be super outspoken. We knew what we believed as individuals, but we didn't know for sure if it was the church's place to boldly proclaim anything about social issues. And the phrase social justice made us a little bit uncomfortable. It wasn't until I went to seminary in St. Louis, Missouri, that I truly started to learn about the disparities in larger cities. Suddenly, issues like racism, housing inequality, poverty, homophobia, and classism were things I heard about on a daily basis. Eden Seminary is only about a 20-minute drive away from Ferguson, Missouri, where Michael Brown, the 18-year-old black man who was killed by a police officer, was killed. And later, the police officer who killed Michael Brown was not charged. And Reverend Dr. Deb Krause, Eden Seminary's current president, was on the front lines of protest marches along with many other Eden faculty and students. And the event fundamentally changed Eden's approach to theological education. And by extension, I believe that it changed my own approach to faith in a way. It became abundantly clear that we had a choice to make as progressive Christians. We could either watch idly as people in our city were being disenfranchised and ostracized, or we could remind ourselves that God's heart is closest to the cause of the oppressed. I share this anecdote because, like many smaller cities in this country, I think cities like Waupun and cities like Neenah are in the very beginning of reckonings of their own. As more people identify as members of the LGBTQ community, for example, schools and churches in this town are starting to think more seriously about what that means. How will we respond to these issues as people of faith? What do we believe that God is saying to us in times like these? How does the societal changes, how do the societal changes interact with what we've been taught in our faith for generations? And I think many of us who are older than the age of, say, 50 would probably agree that most of the social justice issues we talk about these days didn't appear to affect us as strongly when we were growing up. We weren't trying to be discriminatory. We just didn't think that much about it. And so part of why I find today's text in Joshua so interesting is that this moment is part of Joshua's farewell address to the Israelites. After successfully bringing them to the promised land and dividing it among them, Joshua takes this opportunity to remind the Israelites of everything that God has done for them and all the difficult things that God has brought them through. The Bible says, long ago, he says, your ancestors lived on the other side of the Euphrates. They served other gods. He basically says to them, remember, they served other gods and it didn't go well for them. You, on the other hand, were brought out of bondage and given a chance to start again. What are you going to do about that? While there were a multitude of other gods that their neighbors worshipped, Joshua reminds his audience that he has made his choice. His family is going to serve the Lord. That leads me to think of the constructions of God that we make, the understandings of God that we have. All the time in society, we see versions of Christianity that are at odds with our own understandings. Some churches that we're familiar with might not allow women to hold positions of leadership in the church or even to make a vote on a church issue. Some churches believe that God will give us great wealth and prosperity if we believe in God. Some churches might go along with the notion that God wants to put our country, the United States of America, first, and all of the other countries in the world at a distant second. And finally, some churches believe that people who are different from us because of their race or their gender identity, their sexual orientation, their religious affiliation, their socioeconomic status, people who are different from us should not receive the same opportunities for God's grace as everyone else. Joshua then gives the Israelites an ultimatum. He says in verse 15, if it seems wrong in your opinion to serve the Lord, then choose today who you will serve. Choose the gods whom your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites whose land you live in. But my family and I will serve the Lord. So sometimes I believe that my cultural upbringing made me hesitant to be outspoken. Sometimes I believe that my cultural upbringing made me fearful of asking the harder questions or having a different opinion for fear of what my extended family or my friends or even strangers might think. I just wanted to be a friendly person to everybody. But I've come to believe that I can be both friendly in my interactions and firm in my beliefs. It's not mutually exclusive. I've come to believe that we cannot truly serve the Lord if we serve a version of God that excludes and ostracizes and demeans. I've come to believe that we cannot truly serve the Lord if we straddle the fence while the people we love are struggling. Now, I recognize that this is extremely uncomfortable for some of us. We just want to go to church and pray and praise God and then, you know, go on with our lives. We might be hesitant sometimes to be bold in what we believe and figure out how to proclaim it. And I recognize that my own evolution on these issues did not happen overnight. I said and did things that I regret. I wasn't always a strong enough ally when my friends needed me. And there are so many ways that I still want to grow. But I can continue learning and growing, and so can you. As one of my seminary professors used to say, we are all on the way. No one has arrived. So I'm not pretending to stand here in judgment of anyone in this congregation if we believe things or if we don't believe things or if we want to do things or we don't want to do things. Because you are good, you are justice-seeking, and you are faithful people. If you're interested in exploring ways to be bolder and stronger in your beliefs, as we do our particular ministry here at Union Congregational Church, I will walk beside you with care and with love as we discern where God is leading together. And I believe that we can do incredible work together in the months and years to come if we decide who we will serve, what version of God we believe in. And like Joshua reminded the Israelites, God reminds us that we must choose how to commit to our own justice work. But like those who sang today's media song, I have so much hope for the future. Mumford and Sons and Pharrell Williams repeatedly sing, good people have been down for so long, and now it seems like the sun is rising. What are ways that you can see the sun rising in your own thoughts on some of these social justice issues? Joshua reminded the Israelites, and so reminds us, of what is possible when we serve the Lord. Liberation and love and hope are possible when we serve the Lord. As you go into this week, I invite you to think about how you can commit to sharing your beliefs in a time where doing so might feel more than a little risky. When we commit to being clear in our witness, and when we commit to worshiping God in our actions and not just in our words or in our thoughts, that is when we can proclaim with integrity that we too will serve the Lord, because the Lord is our God. May it be so. Amen. So now I invite us into a time of more intentional prayer. Let's pray together for the people and situations who are on our hearts today. Let's take a few moments in silence while we think of those folks, and then I've got a couple of prayer requests, and then I'll solicit yours. Receive the prayers of our hearts, O God. Amen. So a couple of prayer requests that I have. Paul Hartel, who's here today, will be having a very complex foot surgery later this year. And so he asks for our prayers for him and for his medical team. If I say God in your mercy, will you say receive our prayer for Paul and for all of them, God in your mercy? And of course, for all of those in our congregation who are living in care facilities, God in your mercy. Any other prayers this morning?
I have one on Zoom.
Okay.
Shirley Williams has a prayer request. her friend Deb, now is fighting three cancers, blood, bone, and now lung. She will be having surgery on September 4th on the lung. Please all pray for her.
Three cancers. And you said her name was?
Deb.
Deb. For Shirley's friend, Deb. God in your mercy. Anything else? Okay. Then let's be in prayer. God of grace and love, we give thanks for all that you have carried us through. We give thanks for the ways that you are with us in times of trial. We ask that you might continue to be with us as we think of all of these people and situations that we have shared. We ask you to be with those who are facing surgery, those who are facing cancer diagnoses, and other detrimental health situations. We ask you to be with those who know all too well the realities of war, the realities of abuse, the realities of conflict, the realities of discrimination, the realities of homelessness, poverty, food insecurity, in a time where some of us have more than enough. We ask you to help us be your hands and feet, that we might be part of the resolution, that we might be part of the liberation through our words and our actions and our prayers. As we and our ancestors have been carried through so many trials by you, O God, may we be the light that carries others through. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus, our liberator, our guide, and our protector, who showed us the way and taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may share your offering in the offering plate that's being passed around, or if you'd like, you may give a gift online at uccwaupun.net. Please give generously as your heart and spirit invite you to give. Thank you. join me in the prayer of dedication. We pray for one another, O God of tenderness. We deeply desire one another's safety, joy, wellness, and rest. Bless our offerings and our words toward our love for one another, that out of this love, a more compassionate world may be born. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 507, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Friends, receive these words of benediction. Go out now ready to serve your God, who has carried you through many difficulties. God loves you more than you can ever imagine and needs you to help share the message of God's redemptive love. Now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace. Amen.